All You Need to Know is brought to you by no one. No one at all.
Welcome to All You Need to Know, the show where you hear about everything and learn about nothing. Here are your hosts, Quinn Eaton
and Isaac Bayer.
So I don't even have anything to cold open with.
No cold open.
Okay. I was eating dinner. I rushed in here, you know?
Okay, so no cold open, even though the fact that we don't have a cold open is almost its own cold open. So people that have clicked on this episode of All You Need to Know are now welcomed by the voices that they, I guess, normally hear now. This is Quinn Eaton, of course, and with me today is Isaac Bayer. And we are, skipping the cold open, even though that was like a pseudo cold open. And we've got an interesting topic, one that, again, I'm sure people are tired of hearing this over and over again, but I brought a couple ideas to the table. Isaac said those ideas aren't good. Then he brought this idea, and I thought that this was very intriguing. For a lack of a better phrase, it really wet my whistle, if you know what I'm saying. Holy, you don't like that phrase?
I think you've been a little, and then no disrespect, I think you've been a little off brand lately.
Maybe that's true.
And I think it's good that you have me around to kind of center you as to the real spirit of AY and 2K.
And it is good. It's always good to be grounded by somebody. It's always good to send something to somebody and say, hey, is this good? And they not say, oh, yeah, that's great. Instead, you're the guy who, if I said, you know, I've got this story I was thinking about doing, you'll literally say that's the worst idea I've ever heard. It's great to have somebody like that because, you know, sometimes it kind of weeds out those bad ideas instead of, you know, putting something out there and finding out from the masses that it's not a great way of going about things.
Sure.
So it saves me some embarrassment at the very least. But hey, before we get to your idea, I do want to touch on what week it is. We're in April of 2024, early April, and you know what that means, Isaac. The azaleas are blooming. The fairways could not be cut any more pristine. The greens are rolling. Tiger is prowling if he can walk around the course. It's Masters Week. And I actually wouldn't have minded to talk about the Masters. I love the Masters, everything about it. I know you don't really care for golf, Isaac, but I will say this. Their concession stand prices have not changed much since they first started holding the tournament. I don't know if you've ever seen anything about that. You can still go up.
Adjusted for inflation.
You can still go up to the concession stand at the Masters and get a pimento cheese sandwich for $1.50, a beer for $6, you know, a sweet tea for $2, a moon pie for $1. All of that is very affordable. Now, getting there, of course,
$6 beer?
Yeah.
Is affordable to you?
Have you been to a sporting event or concert or anything? Usually they're $16. I think they went up. They have been $5 in the past, and this year they finally did go up $1 on their beer prices. But you get them in a nice, you know, a little plastic Masters cup. A lot of people keep those as kind of a souvenir. But I love the Masters. I know you've at least seen advertisements or pictures. You know, as a non-golf fan, what do you think whenever you see those pictures? You at least have to admire the landscaping, right? You know, everybody loves a good thing of landscaping.
I like landscaping. I think that golf, because it's not a, you know, it's not a high energy sport, I think I find it very relaxing. It is the type of thing you could take a nap to. The sounds of the voices and of the activities are very, you know, they put a man to sleep sometimes.
And you're saying maybe the announcers are a little bit quieter because they're announcing golf. You're saying, you know, maybe the sound of the birds in the trees off in the distance, maybe a plane flying over the course that you can hear.
Like
on
the whack
broadcast.
Of a ball into the air.
And maybe just a very soft clap from a gallery of people watching the tournament. It's great. I mean, golf watching is is not the worst thing, and it's especially the best thing whenever it's Masters week. And that's all I'll say. I know that you're probably tired of me waxing poetically about Augusta National Golf Club, but I just every year I look forward to this week and excited to get things going for that, even though I will just be sitting on my couch and watching people do things while I won't be doing a damn thing. But we're not talking about the
Unfortunately.
Masters. We're not talking about golf. We're talking about something that you brought to the table. And speaking of tables, in the place that we're about to focus on, you might have one of these items set on a table, occasionally set on a kitchen table. I don't want to give too much away,
What is a kitchen table?
but give the audience before we roll into this topic transition, an idea of what kind of power ranking we're about to get into, because I'm thrilled. I think this is going to be a possibly controversial topic or power ranking that All You Need to Know has ever put out.
Without giving away what we're talking about,
That's right.
well, if
Or I can just
you
say the
clicked on the
topic.
episode, if you clicked on the episode, you know the title, and so you know where we are about to head with this. And that's
And
all. And that's all I have to say about that.
that's very well said, because this is episode 309, today's topic. Power ranking kitchen appliances.
We love power ranking. It's a
Oh,
MY2K staple. It's the glue that holds the brand together.
we can't get enough of power rankings here at All You Need to Know. So I'm surprised that, once a month we don't do some sort of power ranking. And I think back to some of the better power rankings episodes that we've done. I know we've done the top 10 foreheads in history. I know we've done, I think, top 10 Christopher Nolan movies. So a lot of different power rankings, and maybe we should be doing more power rankings. If you like power rankings as an All You Need to Know listener, send us messages and let us know, hey, more of what you guys just did there with the kitchen appliances episode. We hope that you're at least saying that. But Isaac, this is kind of your baby. I don't mean to throw
I
pass the
don't,
ball.
okay.
I don't want to pass the ball to you necessarily, because we are going to be working through this as a team. But I do want you to kind of lay out the structure, because we've got 10 items power ranked. We're going to go through a top 10. But before we get into the power ranking of kitchen appliances, I do feel like there are some guidelines, some guardrails that people need to be aware of as far as how we chose this list and why some other things might not be on said list.
Sure. It's about kitchen appliances to start. And I decided not to include those kitchen appliances, which often when you move, and I suppose barring the event where you build your own house, oftentimes these items are in the home already. We have this, we have not included those. I'm talking oven, refrigerator. Now,
Dishwasher.
dishwasher arguably could be included on there. But they're pretty common nowadays. I've lived in a couple places with no dishwasher and it sucks. I like to have a dishwasher, but I'll say that it's pretty common, so we don't include the big stuff. I'll not quite a big spoiler, but a little bit of a spoiler. One could maybe consider microwave to be a part of that. Often places go in the microwaves. I'm breaking the rule just for microwaves.
Right, so there
But
is an
sometimes
exception.
people don't have microwaves.
Yeah. Where sometimes maybe the microwave that is in the place of living, maybe you're renting and the apartment doesn't fix the microwave and it's broken, or you don't like the way that the
Yeah.
microwave works, not enough wattage.
Sure.
I'm not an expert on microwave wattage, but we're just assuming that there's some sort of issue that allows the microwave to be an exception. So you are going to hear that later on this list, or early on in this list, I won't say. And then to kind of be clear, like Isaac just said, you're not going to hear refrigerator, oven, stovetop, dishwasher. Like those are, we're saying, staples that the way that you kind of described it, if you move somewhere else, you're likely going to leave those behind. But there are some other kitchen appliances that you yourself have probably accumulated over the years. You would take those with you. And those are what are going to make up our list of power ranking kitchen appliances. So
What?
any other
The list
outside?
is comprised No,
Go
hold
ahead.
on, because it's we gotta let you know the list is comprised because the criteria is important. Whenever you hear the episode and you're thinking to yourself, why would he put such and such item at such and such position? You're considering the usefulness of the item. Could you do what you could do with or without the item? In addition to force multiplier of how often do you use the item?
Right.
I had somebody say, and you could put it on an honorable mentions list. I won't jump the gun, but you could. I had someone say to me today, electric knife. And I said, well, useful? Sure, you could probably cut up a ham quicker. I've
Certainly during
never
the holiday
used it.
season, yeah,
Sure,
you
I've
would want
never
one.
used it. And really, you could probably just use a normal knife. So it's a pretty low, you know what I'm saying? It's outside of the 10.
And I
And so
will,
those are the two criterias.
on that note, I will also add in the tabletop mixer. I feel like every home has a tabletop mixer where it
Are
just
you out of
sits
your
there.
mind?
What am I
You
saying?
grew up upper middle class. If you think every home has got a, you know how expensive a KitchenAid is? That's a few hundred dollars minimum.
This,
Talking
but
about every home's
I'm
got a
going, I
tabletop
no,
mixer.
no, no, no. We didn't have one growing up, but I'm saying I walk into homes, I see these, and there's no chance in hell that anybody's using this more than twice a year. And I think that a handheld mixer would do just fine. You don't have to leave something out on your counter letting people know that you're mixing a lot, and you're not. You're not Sir Mix a lot. You're Sir Mix twice a year. Okay, so I think that that is why you're not going to hear that on this list. I don't even
Yeah.
think it deserves to be an honorable mention because you can just get
Keep it
rid of
out.
that. It takes up too much space, too much counter space. That's the tricky part with some of these things that we'll talk about. You know, some of them are counter worthy, some of them are drawer worthy, and maybe we can touch
So
on those
true.
as we go through. But let's go ahead and get into
Yeah.
this because I feel like we've gotten through enough of the episode without actually getting to the power ranking. Let's not wait any longer. At number 10, we have the waffle maker, or the waffle iron is how some people refer to it as. Now, it comes in at
Waffle
number 10 because, like we were just talking about, probably not one of your most used kitchen appliances, but damn, does it come in handy when you're in the mood for some waffles. Am I right?
maker. I think there's a reason that it's a 10. And frankly, we switched up the list a little bit. I would have put it at an honorable mention. And let me go on the record and say none of these appliances are bad. They're all useful in
Very.
their own right,
Yeah.
obviously. But I'm using the waffle maker infrequently. I can just as easily, and we'll go down the list, maybe a bit of a sneak peek, make pancakes using other things. It's a little
Sure.
easier
Right.
and easier to clean. But the waffle maker has its place, I guess, if you want your batter to be in the shape of, geometric patterns instead of a circle.
Mickey Mouse, the
Sure.
Darth Vader. Things like that. Yeah, a waffle
Yeah.
iron is just, it's just a great breakfast staple. I'm thinking like a Saturday morning breakfast. You don't have anything going on. You get up, you get the waffle maker out, you dust it off, and you get to cooking up some waffles. And this is definitely a storage worthy kitchen appliance. No one is leaving out a waffle maker
No.
unless, you know, they just used it and it's a battle to see who will clean it and put it up. That I could see where it would sit out on the counter. But otherwise, you're storing it away.
Yeah, and frankly, I'm only breaking it out if for some reason it's a waffle exclusive morning.
Sure.
I'm probably just doing pancakes otherwise.
Okay. And
Little
that
easier, a lot quicker.
and to each their own. But there is an appliance. There's no, as far as I know, there's not a pancake maker, all right? But there is a waffle maker, and it's especially made for
The
making
pancake
waffles.
maker came with your house. It's called the stovetop.
Hey, easy. All right. It's not as easy as the waffle maker. Waffle maker, you just pour it in there. We've all seen one at a hotel. You pour it in there, you flip the thing over, it beeps, you come back, the waffle's done. You don't have to do anything,
Won't
right?
have you slandering a plain flat pan on a stovetop. I won't
What's
hear it.
number 9 on our list, Isaac? What do we have
I
next?
don't have the list. I don't have
Okay.
my phone
Well,
on.
then I will read it. It's blender. Okay. This is a very useful item, a very useful
Got
kitchen
it now. I got the
appliance.
list now. It's blender.
This one's tough as far as if we wanted to go and knock out storage worthy or countertop
Sure.
worthy. I think it kind of rides the line because I've seen plenty of blenders left out
Depends on the size.
if you're blending. Yes, if it's a gigantic ninja blender that's You're putting in an industrial bag of broccoli and fruit or something, and it's churning it all up at record speed. Like, I don't know if you can leave that
Blend.
out, but it might be too heavy to put it up, so I don't know. But blender is right there, I think, on the fence as far as do you leave it out on the counter or do you put it up for storage? But anyways, go on the blender.
Blend?
I do
Do you
blend.
blend?
I have
How often are
smoothies.
you blending?
Smoothies from time to time. I'd say maybe 2, 3 times a week we're blending.
See, now I'm pretty infrequently. It's usually for a recipe specifically. And listen, I hate to say it. I love a smoothie. I'm not making my own smoothies. Groceries are expensive. Fruit in particular, very expensive. I'm not a big smoothie drinker. Here's what I'm doing. I'm blending, this is gonna sound crazy, stay with me. I'm talking chicken. I'm talking vegetables. One big thing I like to do is cook chicken and you blender the chicken and it fine shreds it. And so that's what
Sure.
I'm using the blender for mostly.
Okay. And
It's a tool for cooking more so than it is for blending. I think for you could probably crank it up a couple notches comparative to what's on the list. But I think mine is sitting at a comfortable 9.
but it's not, the blender's great, but I still think even though I use it maybe more frequently than you do, I still don't think it's worthy of moving up any higher than maybe 7 or 8. I feel like 9 is a good spot, right ahead of
Agreed.
Waffle
Yeah.
Maker. Because it
Sure.
is limited in what it can do, even though you just said it could blend up a piece of a cooked chicken if you wanted it to. And I remember whenever I was younger, I think 1 year I got a blender for my birthday, and I was psyched. I was like, "Holy smokes, I've got a blender now!" And I didn't use it at all. It just sat down in the bottom of the kitchen
It's
cabinet.
on you.
You
That's on
never
you.
saw it again. And then the one time I did want to use it, I said, "I'm going to pull this thing out. I'm going to make a milkshake." Guess what? I hadn't used it for so long, it just stopped working. Yeah.
You're using a blender to make a milkshake?
Hey, I mean, if you put, ice cream, milk, there's a powder that we would get. Yeah, you could put it in there.
Holy moly. Keep this guy. Do not accept any homemade ice cream. This guy's putting in ice and frozen milk into a
No,
blender.
no, no, no.
Stay
Ice.
away.
No, you put
Stay
ice.
away from this guy.
It literally
Oh
was
my God.
a package you get at the grocery, and it was like a milkshake mix that you would put in with this, and it told you
This
to
guy
add,
is a psychopath.
you added ice, you added ice cream, so you would get vanilla or chocolate, and then you would get milk. I think there was a certain amount that you put in, and you just make a milkshake in
Brother.
and there.
You better not tell anybody about this.
Well, I just said it on the podcast.
You're gonna be ostracized if people find out that that's how you're making homemade milkshakes.
It's literally, I mean, I
Ice
don't.
cream, milk, what, and then the flavor, peanut butter. I do a ice cream, a little milk, some peanut butter. You mix it up. You drink it.
I was
Talking
just
about
following.
ice, talking
I was
about
following the
powder.
recipe.
You're eating a frozen powdered preservatives.
Listen,
You are not immune to the propaganda.
let's
So
not.
big ice cream has you by the
That
nuts.
was back in the day whenever I was a kid. I haven't made a milkshake in a long time. I'm mostly a smoothie man, but we can move on to the next one. At number 8, we have a steamer. And I'll let you take this one because I think this is a little high, to be honest with you.
Now let me explain. And on the record, people should probably know that because I'm the one that came up with the list. I was kind of like going through what I had. And so I mean, arguably a little bit biased because I'm the one that wrote it, but he didn't really proofread it enough to change anything. I used my steamer tonight for dinner. 20 minutes ago, I was using the steamer. You can steam, veggies, you can steam. I've been steaming a lot of dumplings lately. How many people do you know make their own dumplings at home,
I guess if you do
And
one, that's it.
It's very easy. It's just super, you already have the pot, the steamer goes on the pot. It's just boiling water and that's it. And you can cook your food. You're not frying it in oil. You don't have to worry about preheating the oven necessarily. It's pretty handy. And you're somewhat limited perhaps in what you're making, but generally what you're making steaming is pretty tasty and it's super easy to clean. And I use it pretty regularly, so.
I would be interested to know how many people actually do own a steamer, because I know one of the more modern inventions, or maybe not an invention is the right word, but there are, if you walk through the freezer aisle, bags of vegetables that it says steam in bag. I don't know if you've seen those, but you literally just take the bag of you buy broccoli, florets, or cauliflower. You take it home, you put it in the microwave, you put it in there for however long, it steams it in the bag. And so then it comes out steamed, and you don't, you know, that's all there is to it. It's actually very simple.
What do you know about the value of like honest hard work?
I'm a corner cutter, to be honest with you. So if I
You
had the
seem like the
choice.
type of guy to heat up broccoli in a plastic bag. Waiter, more microplastics, please.
It's just, you know, kind of ease of access broccoli. Because I think, and I'm not doing that all the time, but if I had to choose between, oh, I'm gonna buy a steamer, I'm gonna keep it on hand and take up space in my kitchen, or I'm just gonna every so often get steam in a bag, you know, green bean, long green beans, then I'll probably just do that. That's all I'm saying. I mean,
I would like to,
steamer to me, not worthy of
sure.
number eight on the list. I'm
I
just
would
saying.
like to quickly, I just want to make sure you are aware that the steamer often just comes with a, it's not its own, it's and a little bit on the almost not an appliance side. It's just a metal bowl that you put in a pot. You're aware it's not a machine.
Well, I've seen
You're aware it just goes on top of the pot.
the machines because I believe my parents had
Okay.
one at one point where
Now
it's
that might be
literally
in
just
that
another
might be
thing
a bit of a miscommunication
that you gotta
on
stick
my
up on
part.
the counter, plug it in, wait for it to
Yeah.
warm
Well,
up,
that's
stick the
fair.
broccoli in, cook it,
That's
pull it
fair.
out, clean it, put
Sure.
it back. You know, it's a whole process. Or I could just
Yeah.
stick the damn bag in the microwave, cook it, and I'm done. That's all I'm saying. Steamer,
If you know what, and I
a
didn't
little high.
consider that, and I'll give you that one. I'll yield on that one because I didn't
And
realize.
what we'll do is we'll just move right on to number seven, which you have talked
Surely.
about earlier. You alluded to it's the griddle. Okay.
The
The
griddle.
griddle is what you were saying. Hey, why have a waffle maker when you can just have a griddle? It can be used for many things, including probably most famously, pancakes.
Or burgers. I'm a big fan of making burgers. I got a nice non-stick griddle. And if you take care of it, it'll last a long time. It's 4 pieces of plastic for legs, a single circular heating element that runs along the bottom. It's like probably the easiest thing to clean you've ever seen.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't get more simple and it doesn't get better. The griddle is probably like the peak of cooking, evolution, probably. That's like the peak of technology.
Anytime I have put a griddle to use, I guess it, you know, with pancakes, it's usually fine. But if I'm trying to cook a burger, sometimes I have a little issues with maybe the, you know, the siding of the griddle not being tall enough. Sometimes you get a little grease build up, you know,
Have a grease trap on your griddle.
starts sit sizzling, and then it's, you know, it gets kind of close. You're playing a real iffy game of, you know, is this
No.
going to be a good burger, or am I going to deal with a grease fire here?
You don't have a grease trap in your griddle. You don't have a little tray.
I any and again, maybe we should have kind
Your
of
griddle
talked
is from like
about
1997.
maybe it's an old griddle, but I'm just saying some people don't have state-of-the-art griddles, maybe like yourself. I
A
remember
hole with a tray.
using a griddle and always worrying about like, okay, I've got to be careful to make sure this doesn't spill over because then I'm just gonna have a whole big mess on my hands. You know, where I would have rather maybe been better off just getting a pan out, sticking it on the oven and cooking up a burger. But griddle, you're saying to use it for a burger. You say that you sometimes, you know, flip a couple pancakes on it. What else is there to it? Because whenever I think of a griddle, I would much rather probably cook on like a Blackstone, like you've seen those grills you can get outside.
Understandable. Of course, when you in a certain states when the winter is like 7 months out of the year, when it's snowing in April, you'll find that grilling outside isn't necessarily always an option.
Sure. Yeah. And I mean that's a very good point. But I do love a good grill session whenever it's colder. You know, you open up the grill, you kind of maybe do the old rub your hands together, take some of the heat off that grill. Yeah. I don't know, a Blackstone and a griddle probably similar, but are you cooking anything else besides those main things? Could you do
Could
a
like
hibachi
chopped meats,
style?
saw, yeah, exactly. Saute some veggies, some chopped meats. You could do like breakfasts, sausages and eggs, things you would mix together, I think would go really well. Loose things you kind of saute together would go really well.
At number six, we've got a panini press. This seems to me like very similar to waffle maker, but I will say, if you're eating regular sandwiches and you could have a sandwich panini pressed. It makes a
You
world
have
of a
to
difference.
legally. It's a game changer. Sandwiches are good and arguably one of the most versatile food delivery systems out there.
Amen.
Bread type, meat type, or lack thereof, and so on and so forth with cheese and veggies and what have you. You, and call me crazy, you slather a little butter. You should get a little butter on the ends of those breads and you press them together.
Brother, you got a sandwich.
It's over. And your sandwich isn't like the force multiplier is it's more than doubled. You know what I'm saying? The difference is astounding.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like I've seen maybe walking through a store or maybe even a late night infomercial of a panini press that doubles as a waffle maker. Like it maybe has a different inset that you can put in to where you can make a
Think
waffle.
probably. Yeah, probably just
So
the metal insert. Yeah, I think you're onto
I
something.
think of all the appliances that we have listed here, the panini press and waffle maker are very similar because they basically only serve one main purpose, but it depends on the product itself as far as if it's more versatile than what it's advertised to do.
Exactly, exactly.
That's kind of tricky, but I do think a panini press, if you've got room, that's definitely not a countertop, kitchen appliance. That's something that you kind of get in and get out. So I think that if you have some room, have some storage room, a panini press is a great investment. But an even better investment is what we've got at number five. I think this is a little high, to be honest with you. The crock pot.
I'm gonna go ahead and tell you right now, if you don't respect the crock pot, I don't trust any culinary opinion you
I don't
have.
trust like
The
that.
slow cooker, not for the middle class, the working man, is not only easy and helpful due to, how what school or work or, long days doing whatever. It will always, as long as you're using it correctly, it will always cook the meat. The meat will always be sufficiently cooked.
Right.
It will create a wonderful juice layer at the bottom in which you can make sauces or gravy or just help to kind of inset some flavor into the additional ingredients.
Yeah.
And oftentimes they're pretty big, which means you're making a lot.
You're stuffing
Stew stews,
as much as you can in there.
meats. Yeah, it's so the breadth in which you can use a slow cooker. It's hard to match, I would argue.
Now, I will say this is regularly a very clunky kitchen appliance. Again, I don't think this is one you're keeping on your counter. You're most likely storing your crock pot somewhere, but it is great, for like you said, for the busy people, right? That say, I can't take 45 minutes to cook tonight. I need to just throw some stuff in there this, in the morning, go to work and come back and it's all taken care of. And I do love a crock pot. I've cooked, beef roasts in it. I've cooked chili. I've cooked it one time. I cooked a phenomenal chicken tortilla soup, and it's different. It's somehow, of course, there's a huge difference of cooking something for 4 or 6 or 8 hours versus, warming something up on the stovetop for 2 hours or even less than that. And I can't even explain how all the different flavors felt like it came together better. The chicken tortilla soup was almost naturally more of a bisque, because I had cooked it in there. I don't know how that worked, but it was just phenomenal. I'm a big crock pot fan, and it does a ton. I mean, it is basically, I feel like it's the Shaquille O'Neal of your kitchen appliance starting lineup, right? It's a it's a it's a big it's a big piece, right? It's clunky, but holy smokes, like it's gonna get in there and get you 20 points. 15 rebounds. If the metaphor serves its purpose there, it is something that's
Okay.
always going to be there for you. There's not going to be any fluctuations of, man, the crock pot didn't do a good job tonight. The crock pot's always going to give you something. It's always going to give you something. At number
Move
four,
me right along.
we have the toaster. Okay. This one, no doubt on the counter, it's staying there. Only
Only
serial killers put their toasters up and get it back out whenever they need it. I'll go ahead and put that out there. But
it's my family. You've called out my direct family members
well, I didn't mean
as
to.
serial killers.
I didn't mean to, but toasters, without a doubt, again, I think this could have gone higher. I think this could have been up a little bit more because I love a good toaster. And you can do so much with the toaster.
Okay, yeah, you can toast things. That's all you can do with the toaster.
Heck yeah, you
Now you
can.
can toast a lot of things, and I think the toasting of those, breads, bagels, English muffins, whatever, toaster strudel, Pop Tarts, the toasting of the things, it is in and of itself, the draw of it is that it's fast. You know what I'm saying? It's
That's
quick and
right.
easy, and then you're using it for other things. I'm making a breakfast sandwich. I'm toasting before I eat the breakfast sandwich, But think about it. How else are you're gonna toast your bread or your bagel on the on a pan on the stove top? No,
You could.
we're beyond that. We're past that point in society. And so, what are your other options? That's my point. What are your other options? The toaster is crucial.
I'm just trying to think of another kitchen appliance that birthed food items specifically for it, like the toaster. Because once the toaster was invented, it opened the door for so many things. Of course, toast has always been there. That's the easy answer whenever you're asking what is a toaster used for. But then you think of the invention of the Pop-Tart. You think of the toaster waffle. The Eggo Empire
Oh, my
basically,
ego.
yeah, is held up by the toaster, big toaster. So I think that it's such a great kitchen item. I use it maybe not on a daily basis, but really close to it. As much, as any of these others, like, or far, far more than any of these others that we've talked about so far. But maybe besides the next one that we have on our list, which is at number three on our power rankings, the microwave. This is the one that we were kind of talking about earlier, how it's a little tricky, because, most people probably have one in their living space whenever they move into it. It's provided or it's left behind. And it's not necessarily sitting on the counter. You see microwaves, put up, in the cabinets, built into cabinets. I'm also seeing more recently it's down low. Have you seen a microwave down low, like in the
No,
kitchen island? Yeah, I'm seeing a lot more of that. I don't really like that because
that's a violation.
I think of it as it's right at dog eye level, and you don't want that. You don't want your dog, staring at your lean cuisine as it's spinning around on the in the microwave plate. That's all I'm saying. But the microwave. Why is it at number three? Why does it beat out some of the others that we've talked about?
And I hate to keep using the word, but it's the versatility. Anything, you've got a whole genre of food, like TV dinners, like ready to eat dinners that you just put in the, or bags of veggies, as Quinn said. You got a whole genre of supermarket food ready to eat by putting it in the microwave. A lot of things I think you can put into the microwave to cook. That you probably just shouldn't. You should probably just put it over the stove or put it in perhaps a different item. But yeah, you can really put just about anything in it. And it is almost the single-handed champion of all leftovers.
Yep, almost. It was having an undefeated run
That's true. It
until
was.
another appliance kind of entered into the conversation. But it says here that the microwave was invented in 1945, and like I was saying before then, I don't know what you did, but because of the invention of the microwave, you had things invented such as TV dinners where maybe one night instead of cooking a big meal, you just plopped the dinners in there, cooked them up. Not great by any means. I mentioned lean cuisines earlier. I've had Hungry Man meals before. Whenever I was a kid, I think they were called kid cuisines, if I'm not mistaken. And it had a little penguin with like a surfboard. And he was always saying, like, man, these chicken nuggets surfs up on these nugs or something like that. I have no idea what he was saying. But I love a good microwave. It's definitely a staple. And
It is.
I don't know if it's a kitchen without a microwave at this point. But like I just mentioned, air fryer at number two entered the conversation late and has taken over the leftover game, if I can say so. Is that bold saying that the air fryer has really stepped up the leftover game?
It's really stepped up. I wasn't on board with the big uptick in them. I do have one and I enjoy it. Although I appreciate how good an air fryer is, a man must, be sensible and consider that an
Sure.
air fryer is truly just a really tiny oven. It's got like the normal oven operations. It just works faster and is smaller, to facilitate that.
Seems to cook more to a crisp as well. I don't know the science behind it, but definitely comes in handy if you're trying to cook up some tater tots, some frozen fries. Whenever it comes to leftovers, you just pop them in there. And I will say,
Depending on the leftovers, you're not putting in pasta, you're not putting in loose foods, you're putting in like pizzas or burgers, you're putting in
But it comes
solid
out,
food
if you
items.
do a leftover in the air fryer, it comes out tasting more like it did the first time it was cooked versus a microwave piece of
Yeah.
pizza. That's a little slippery and soggy, right?
Why is that?
And I don't know. I don't know. And those are questions that I often have. But
I do want to know the science.
instead of trying to get to the bottom of that, we're going to get to the bottom of our list. At number one, coffee maker. The coffee maker. It's
Never any
inarguable.
doubt.
No. It's something that's used for most people every single day. It's sitting on your counter. It's never leaving, and it's doing so much work day in and day out. I'm a type of person, I work from home. I'm making two pots of coffee a day. All right. So think of what my coffee maker has been through just in the last 6 months. How many pots it has churned
That's
out for me.
crazy.
How
I hope you're going to the dentist.
many times it has burst hot water through my beans and into the pot. How many times in the past 6 months? And maybe that didn't
Yeah.
come out the right way, but it always comes out the right way whenever I press brew now and the coffee goes into the pot. The coffee maker is number one, hands down. I don't know how anyone could argue against it. So important. And you can do coffee, you can make a tea, you can run some water through there, put it in, all that stuff. It's not doing anything special, but it's making you coffee. And people need coffee to live. People need the bean water.
Coffee is like one of the most sold commodities in the world, I'm pretty sure, right? So, and then of course, you also, I mean, and you're not even considering the fancy coffee makers. People are making K cups, people are making, people got espresso attachments. You know what I'm
We have
saying?
a
You can schedule
bean
your coffee to
grinder.
brew at a specific time. Of course, bean grinders.
Yeah,
It's just,
we have a bean grinder. We like to grind up those beans, keep them fresh. And it makes a difference, trust me, people. So if you are just getting your coffee grounds off the shelf, maybe try to get some beans and grind them up yourself. See if it changes your life. But that's our power ranking of 10 kitchen appliances. We're now out of time, but we're also, I guess, out of kitchen appliances. So I guess that works out. I think this list is pretty solid. A couple maybe arguments here or there, but otherwise, I think people are maybe going to agree with this for the most part, especially those top three. Maybe change up a couple of them if they're not a coffee drinker, but I feel like most people are.
I made the list, so obviously I think it's probably the best format of that list.
Yes, of course, because you made the list, like you just said.
I
But
made that list.
thanks for bringing this to the table. I guess people that are listening are now going to look around their kitchen and say, like, hey, you just moved down the list, Mr. Waffle Maker. I'm moving microwave up. Like, it might be a little bit of a competition in everyone's kitchen. That'd be great. We love to start conversations and we love to start kitchen competitions, I guess. We'll take the credit there. But that's going to do it for this episode of All You Need to Know. My name is Quinn Eaton.
My Zig Bear.
And this has been All You Need to Know.
This has been All You Need to Know. If you have a topic you would like to hear about, message us on Twitter or Facebook or send us an email at allyouneedthenumber2no00@gmail.com. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. And tune in every Wednesday because here at AYN2K, we've got you covered.